The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Thousands of people who have Celtic Tiger interest-only mortgages are starting to worry as retirement is on the horizon. I'm joined on the line now by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, who's been writing about this. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, house prices are surpassing Celtic Tiger levels now. It took a while, but they are. So people are getting big fat mortgages, but they're different to the kind of mortgages that were being thrown at people during the Celtic Tiger. Remind us of what was going on.
This was the height of madness of the Celtic Tiger, Pat, and it's a Celtic Tiger hangover that continues to this day. What was happening here was banks, particularly Bank of Scotland and to a lesser extent PTSB, as they like to be called now, were giving out these jumbo mortgages. So there were very large mortgages for very big homes, probably your Mac Mansions or your very expensive houses in South Dublin. And they were on tracker terms for the entirety of the term, full term of the mortgage, but interest only. That was the deal, Pat. That was the big thing. No interest was, no principal was being paid off the mortgage during its term, so you paid the interest only. Now, often these people were borrowing at big multiples, maybe seven times their income or more, and it was essentially people who were on big salaries, 150,000 euros to 200,000 euros.
And so you know, borrow seven times your income and you have that million euro house.
That was it. You were buying a trophy house, a million euro property, and the feeling at the time was capital appreciation will look after all of this. The property will have appreciated so much in by the time you come to the end of the mortgage term that you could, you know, you could sell it off and when the kids leave home, you could move down to a smaller home, or else you could use a pension lump sum. But you'd have so much equity built up in the home that you'd be fine. Now, unfortunately, some of these houses were so overpriced at the time and people borrowed so much at such, you know, excessive levels and such big multiples of their income that they're still in negative equity. They still owe more than those properties are worth, even though those properties have appreciated usually. So they find themselves in a bind. Some of them are panicking now. I know people who've been on to Brendan Burgess of Ask About Money and, you know, they're reaching retirement age. They haven't dealt with this at all. They were able to manage the interest payments for years there when the European Central Bank rate was low and these tracker rates meant that they weren't paying a whole lot. They were only paying the interest, but even so, it probably was only about 1,000 euros a month. The European Central Bank rates went through the roof. There was about 10 increases. There was 10 increases. So the monthly payments suddenly shot up to 4,800 euros in the last 2 years. These people are now approaching the termination date when they have to sort of pay down the full mortgage and pay off the principal that they haven't paid. And, you know, they haven't been dealing with it in the last, they've been struggling to make the payments in the last couple of years, even so. And they're panicking a bit, is what I'm being told. You're talking about maybe not a huge number here, Pat, maybe 2,000 or more of these. We don't know exactly. So many of these people are just hitting retirement age now. They haven't dealt with this issue. They've struggled to sell a big house like that. They probably should and could downsize some of them, but the kids haven't left home yet because that's another problem, and they're wondering what to do here. So, you know, it's a tight one. The mortgages have since been sold on, and many of them are being managed by Pepper. Those old
and how are Pepper dealing with this? Are they putting pressure on people?
Well, that's probably what you might expect, because many of these people have. They are out. They have broken the terms, and some of them have been threatened with repossession. But what I've been told is they're not coming down heavily on them. They're not pushing that line. But you know, these people are in trouble now because they're in breach of the contract terms. So they are at risk of losing the homes. They are finding themselves now in financial difficulty, in big financial difficulty. So they need to come up with something creative and start talking to the likes of Pepper. Now, you won't get financial advice from Pepper, and Pepper are very clear on that. We're not offering financial advice, they say. We do have various solutions. I mean, the central bank has forced them to start offering solutions. So they are offering solutions, but you would need to be going to them armed with a personal insolvency practitioner or some good financial advisor. And there are options. There are things you can do. You may have a pension lump sum. You could deal with it that way, Pat.
Yeah.
You could defer retirement. You could, in an extreme situation, consider equity release, the likes of Spry Finance, which I personally don't like, but
yeah, but
it's an option
if you have no equity in it because you were paying interest only and no principal paid down, and you know the inflationary value of the house hasn't gone up by very much, you mightn't have much equity to parlay with.
That's the problem, because they haven't been dealing with, you know, some of them have. Now, some of them have been paying down some of the principal amount, the capital, if you like, in the last few years. But many of them haven't. And you're absolutely right, Pat. So they haven't built up any equity. They don't have a lot to trade with here, really. So, you know, they may be ripe for a write down. And, you know, that's what Pepper's not going to tell me when I ask them. But that's what financial advisors would say to me.
Yeah, because
you need to start looking for a write down here.
It would seem that it would seem that the more you owe, the more likely you are to get a write down.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, the bigger the problem, you know, the more likely they are to come up with a solution. They don't want to be going after these kind of people. You know, these are often high profile people in big jobs who just, you know, who have never got on top of this thing, or maybe were just hit badly by events during the collapse after the Celtic Tiger and have not got back to the income levels they expected to be. The expectation was their income would keep rising.
This problem you talk about, Charlie, may leave people with an inability to pay the principal down at the end of the mortgage. So they're in big trouble. Where do they live in retirement if their income has fallen dramatically and they literally have no equity in bricks and mortar? What do they do? And there's another problem, a parallel problem that's coming up, where people who are renting because they can't get a mortgage, their income is such that by the time they've paid down their rent, they don't qualify for a mortgage and they don't benefit from any of the state schemes. They approach retirement. What do they do? I mean, the state pension won't pay the rent.
That's it exactly, Pat. All of this is, both of these situations are, there are scars left and there are scars that are still painful, scars left from the Celtic Tiger. You have a whole generation who are going to struggle to get out of the generation rent situation, to being forever renters and try and buy, because, you know, if you find yourself in retirement having to pay a big rent but you don't have the income, that's a real issue. And, you know, we have, it's particularly an issue for younger people. We have very high numbers of younger people living with their parents. Between something like 68% of those in their 20s live with their parents in this country, according to Eurostat, the European Union Statistics Agency. Now, that's 68%, very high. That is compared with 42%, which would be typical in the European Union. And the ESRI has done research on this, and they reckon a third of those in their 30s and early 40s are unlikely to own their own home. So, you know, because there's so little kind of movement in the housing market, and we're seeing a chronic shortage of secondhand homes that's just come out today from My Home. You know, there's been a collapse, a 50% collapse in the number of secondhand properties listed for sale in the last 10 years. There isn't enough movement. Younger people are not getting on the housing ladder. Mm. People in older, big old houses with mortgages they can't afford are stuck with them, stuck in those properties. And, you know, we're just not seeing the transaction levels we need for a proper functioning housing market.
Now, mind you, people who are in their 40s who might be still living in the parental home, if it's owned by the parents, they will qualify to inherit that house tax-free.
If they're living there,
If they're living there. So something... Maybe that's why people are hanging on in there. Maybe I'm cynical, but it's a possible route to home ownership for some people.
You're giving up a lot of independence, but you do get to inherit a property inheritance tax-free. You know, you don't have to pay that 33%.
As long as you don't own another property. Anyway, exactly. Charlie, thank you very much for joining us. That's personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, Charlie Weston.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.